for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's all about connection.
And welcome to another edition of High School Basketball here on Kansaland Radio. Also tuned in on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. We bring you a Class 3A Girls Sub-State Quarterfinals as these Big 7 league rivals go at it tonight here from Seneca as Nemaha Central plays host to Sabetha. On a nice, warm Tuesday evening here in early March, we bring you our broadcast, Chance Lincoln Studio, Logan Bitterman with me. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Logan, as we get set for this one tonight, these two rivals, obviously they have such a rich history. We go back to the sub-state championship game last year, a double overtime thriller. Sabetha would win, go on all the way to a state championship game before losing in that title game to Cheney. But now these two meet in the first round. And these two teams certainly have a fairly even roster, I would say. You look at Nemaha Central, fifth straight Big 7 league title. They shared it with Hiawatha this season. But let's start with the home team, with the Thunder. Again, that sustained success with five straight league titles. They go 15-5 this year, 11-3 in the league, and about as consistent as you can be in recent years here in the Big 7.
Yeah, and it seems like we always sit here and wonder every year, are they ever going to have a year that they drop off a little bit? You know, we kind of see them go. You know, you see teams like Riverside. We use Riverside a lot, especially on the girls' side, because it seems like they never have a really good year. They were a terrible team this year, you know, but it seems like Nemaha Central, they're always up there competing every year, you know, and that's one thing, especially in the Big 7 League. We talk about it both ways, girls and guys, but especially on the side, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. I mean, we see it all the time. You know, in the Big 7 League, you got to come with your A game if you want to walk away, even just pine for the Big 7 League title with a team like Hiawatha this season. The Hiawatha girls were good. Jeff West had a shot at the Big 7 League title this year. So anything's possible in the Big 7 League. But Nemaha Central, they always find a consistent rhythm every single year. And I think a lot of that has to do with Coach Hilton.
Yeah,
you know, he always finds the best out of his players.
Yeah, no doubt. 12 season he's been here, over 200 wins, and certainly just that success. He has sustained it, and the Thunder have had another quality season. But and we flip sides to the Blue Jays, you know. Again, we just mentioned 23 wins a year ago, beat this Nemaha Central team in a sub-state championship. It was one game away from winning a state title, but just one starter returning this year. They lost five seniors, including two all-state performers, and it's been a little down year. That's what you kind of expect when you lose, you know, pieces like that. 9-11, but they won on this floor earlier in the year. They won it back in early January. Both these teams splitting the regular season series and both road teams winning. Blue Jays certainly have their sights set on a potential upset here tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about it. Sabetha, it seems like they're another team every single year. They're always competing to be one of the top dogs in the Big 7 League and, you know, in Class 3A. This year, they're down a little bit. Obviously, we kind of wondered how this season was going to go with, you know, girls like Melinda Schumann and Leah Renier graduating last year. You know, and the scoring output and the defensive threats that they were on the girls' team. And you look at, like, Emily Krebs and Mary Lickert, they're your top two players overall on this girls' team this season. They've led this team to this point, and here's the biggest key. Obviously, you and I did the first game between these two where the Sabetha girls won. Sabetha's top three most impressive wins are Jeff West, over Hiawatha, and over Nemaha Central, all on the road. None of those were in Sabetha. They were all at the other team's home court. Sabetha girls, they play better on the road, so this is going to be basically just a road game here. Can they knock Nemaha Central off again and go 2-1 on the season and send Nemaha Central home this year?
And all those three wins, as you mentioned, on the road were the top three teams in the Big 7. As we get inching a little bit closer to the start of this one, let's dive into the starting lineups. And we'll start with Sabetha. Nate Bauman, third season at the helm, 9 wins, 11 losses. The sixth seed in this Class 3A sub-state. They'll go like this in the backcourt. Jaden Dorn, a 5'7 senior, averaging 3 points and nearly 4 rebounds a game. Mary Lukert, the 5'8 junior, the leading scorer at over 10 points per game. Emily Krebs, also in the backcourt, a 5'5 senior guard at 7.5 points per game. Rachel Wurtenberger is a 5'11 senior at over 2 points per game. And then Hallie Scobie, a 5'8 junior, 3 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. For Nemaha Central and Haddon Hilchin, 12th year at the helm, 15 wins, 5 losses. They won their fifth straight Big 7 league title this season. Same goes that they have had pretty much the entire season with their starting five. Mackenzie Henry, a 5'6 senior. Taryn Gantstrom, the 5'4 senior. Ella Larkin, a 5'8 junior. Addie Holthouse, the 5'10 junior. And Cassidy Rethman, the 5'11 senior. We'll step aside for the national anthem. Tip-off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Sabetha Channel.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of three boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Let's do it. Tip-off just moments away. Logan Bitterman to my right. Chance Lincoln studio. I'm Brandon Tem, and these Big 7 League rivals, Nemaha Central and Sabetha, from a packed house here at Nemaha Central High School. Home white uniforms for the Thunder. Road blues for Sabetha. Nemaha Central from right to left. Sabetha from left to right, and we're underway. Taryn Ganstrom for the Thunder as they win the opening tip. They're looking inside for Larkin. It's bounced away and knocked out of bounds as the Thunder will keep. Here on their opening possession of the ball game. It's the trilogy between these two. They split the regular season series, each team winning on the road. And Sabetha here on the road tonight at Nemaha Central. But it all comes down to this, as we're in playoff mode. Winner moves on, lose your season is done. Here's Addie Holthouse, the junior, the leading scorer for the Thunder. Gets it off to Ganstrom, right side, top of the key to Henry. Sabetha sitting in a 2-3 zone defense to start. Ganstrom has it left side. They want short corner with Henry. Long pass to Rethman at the top of the key, and they get it right back to Ganstrom. Left side to Henry. She sets and fires a triple, and it gets in there. And Mackenzie Henry gets Nemaha Central on the board. A 3-0 Thunder lead 45 seconds in. Thunder will show a little bit of pressure, about 3-4 court. Now Sabetha settles here in the front court. This is Emily Krebs, the 5'5 senior. Right side pass to Lukert. They want to go inside. This is Wurtenberger. Right side pass to Krebs. Backs it out on the wing. Reversing the basketball. Jaden Dorn now a touch. Hits it back to Krebs. Sabetha team averaged 36 points per game on offense. Here is a deep range three. That's no good, but an offensive rebound by Krebs will keep this possession alive. Krebs wants to drive, gets all the way in, tries to dump it off to Scobie. Right side pass into the corner, a three is no good. Battle for the rebound in the far corner, that time picked up by Wurtenberger, and now a third opportunity, but a travel is going to be called against Jaden Dorn. And multiple opportunities there with a couple of offensive rebounds, but no points on that possession for Sabetha. About 90 seconds in, the Thunder lead 3-0. Good pace early on, still that 2-3 zone defense early. Here's Mackenzie Henry, top of the key. Thought about a ball screen from Holthouse, nothing there. Right side pass to Ganstrom. Rethman gets a touch, left side pass to Holthouse. And great crowd, good atmosphere on hand for this 3A substate tonight. Winner gets Hiawatha on Friday night in the semifinals at Silver Lake. Here's Holthouse, the right corner Jay. It's a little strong, no good. A rebound to Mary Lukert. Lukert near sideline, wants to push the pace. Good transition defense here by the Thunder to slow it down. Right back into the corner with Lukert. Wants a baseline drive, cut off by Henry. They reverse the basketball left side to Krebs. Nate Bauman, the head coach, calling out the play to Emily Krebs, the 5'5 senior guard. Top of the key, it goes to Dorn. Thunder also playing a zone defense here with Holthouse at the top of it. They skip it left side to Krebs. Now into the corner to Dorn. Inside touch for Wurtenberger. Battling, shot up. Might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Ella Larkin. Good defense so far. Two of the best defenses in the Big Seven. Omaha Central giving up less than 33 points per game. Sabetha on the defensive end, less than 37. And a forced turnover here by Mary Lukerts as she deflected it out of bounds, but it was last touched by Mackenzie Henry. And the first turnover against Omaha Central. So Sabetha gets it back, not quite 3 minutes in, and they trail 3-0. And how good these teams are defensively, it could be a scenario where it's first team to 30 might win this one tonight. And there's a steal. There's Taryn Ganstrom. She wants to push the pace, and then good defense there by Mary Luker to chase her down and knock it out of bounds. So the Thunder will have to settle back here in the front court, 5-5. 3:04 into this first quarter. 3-0 Omaha Central. Holthouse, a quick turnaround, Jay. Off the heel, no good. Nice box out and a rebound for Sabetha's Mary Lukerts, and we get our first foul.
Yeah, you can tell, Brandon, both of these teams, they just want to get in transition and go. They don't want to have to play the half-court game. They want to try to get fast break opportunities.
Foul is on Rethman. That's her first. We'll see Madison Lorcher, the 5'9 senior, for Omaha Central check in for the first time. They will show pressure in the full court, does Omaha Central defensively. Krebs getting around Lorcher, drives in, had it tipped by Henry, but into the right corner it goes. Wurtenberger a touch inside, and another foul. And this one on Addie Holthouse, her first team second. So now Sabetha gets an opportunity to throw it in underneath their own bucket. It's Emily Krebs to throw it in. Lancing inside instead. A whistle away from the ball, and it looks like we may have a double foul between Larkin and Wurtenberger, and that's exactly the... They get Wurtenberger and then Larkin as well for Omaha Central, so a double foul underneath. Third team foul on the Thunder, and that's the first foul against Sabetha. So a little too much going on before the ball was thrown in, and the official calling a double foul. So now Sabetha has it with Jaden Dorn. Top of the key, it goes to Krebs. Thunder extending that zone defense beyond the three-point line. Long pass left side to Luker. Top of the key, it goes to Krebs. Sabetha about halfway into this first quarter, still searching for their first point. Krebs, a drive, floater, no good. Rebound for Addie Holthouse. Good opportunity, just couldn't connect. Thunder back to it with a 3-0 lead. Coming up on the halfway point here in the opening quarter. Henry to Larkin, short corner. Holthouse inside. Shot is up, no good, and a missed opportunity and a rebound for Sabetha. Boy, playoff games, and you get those bunnies, certainly don't want to miss those opportunities in a game that is expected to be close. So here's Krebs with it. Wants to drive on Lorcher. Kicks it left side to Luker for three. Book it. Mary Luker from downtown. 20% three-point shooter, and we're tied at three at under 3:45 left in the first. So it took nearly 5 minutes for Sabetha to score, but yet we're still in a tie game now. Ganstrom lost it off her foot, out of bounds, Sabetha basketball.
And the reason why it's a tie game is that defense. You talked about it, Sabetha's defense. They're not scoring so far. You know, just got to play great defense and force some tough shots.
Arguably the two best defenses in the Big Seven in terms of points per game allowed. We're tied at three, 3:25 left here in the first. Sabetha chance to take their first lead. Krebs, the 5'5 senior, 7.5 points per game, over three rebounds. Nice drive, good kick to Scobie. Shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll get our first free throws of the night. And it will be Hallie Scobie to shoot, the 5'8 junior. As Ganstrom picks up this foul, that is her first. And for Omaha Central, team foul number four. And Scobie, a 41% free throw shooter, gets this one to fall through. And Sabetha has taken the lead at 4-3. First matchup between these two, January 4th here at Omaha Central. Sabetha winning 40-28. Omaha Central turned around, one at Sabetha, 36-30 in early February. Second free throw off, no good. And a 4-3 lead now for Sabetha, coming up on 5 minutes into the first. Reagan Garrity, the 5'11 freshman, has checked in for the Thunder. Gets it off to Henry right side. They'll reset between the rings out high. Right side pass. This is also Callie Honeyman's first minutes as well for the Thunder. They get Garrity inside. A little 10-foot J. Well off the mark. No good. And a rebound for Sabetha's Hallie Scobie. Get it up the floor quickly. Here's Mary Lukert. Right wing. Now Scobie, top of the key to Krebs. Nice reversal to Dorn in the corner, a left corner three. Off the front rim, no good. Battle for the rebound inside. It's Jessica Gruber who had it and then lost it inside. Gannstrom comes away with a steal. Holthouse up in transition, and the layup is good. And the leading score for the Thunder on the board with her first field goal. Thunder retake the lead, 5-4, under 2:20 left here in the first. Here is Krebs across the timeline, guarded here by Honeyman, the freshman, kicks it left, Dorn, now works to the free throw line, a right side pass to Lukert on the wing, top of the key to Krebs, backing out towards the big NC in the center of the floor, and wants to work on Honeyman, drives inside, backing out to the free throw line, kicks it right side to Lukert. Luker kicks it back to Krebs, right wing. Under 2 minutes to go here in this first, a 5-4 Thunder lead. Here's Scobie at the free throw line. Pass left side to Dorn. Looks like she had a shot partially blocked, and they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Sabetha. Stops the clock at 1:38 here in the first. Lexi Hayden, the sophomore, has checked in, replacing Jaden Dorn. For Sabetha. Larkin back into the game as well for Nemaha Central. Gruber gets it, or Hayden, I should say, on a three. It's well short, and an offensive rebound for Krebs to keep it alive. So another opportunity, Hayden at the elbow, inside pass to Gruber, and a whistle and a travel. So the 5'9 junior Gruber travels inside on the block. Fourth turnover by Sabetha. Nemaha Central getting it back at 1:28 left here in the quarter. And they have a 5-4 lead. Gannstrom across the timeline from right to left. Recently signed to play softball at Southwestern Community College. They get it to Garrity inside. And looking for Holthouse, knocked away in a steal by Sabetha. Third turnover by the Thunder. Another opportunity for the Blue Jays to take the lead. Krebs a whistle. And we get an offensive foul inside away from the ball. They're going to get Gruber with this one. Turnover number 5. The first foul on Gruber. And team foul number 2 against Sabetha. Wurtenberger back in. Also, Dorn will check back in as well for the Blue Jays, as they're going to now show a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Honeyman looking to throw it in, and a dangerous inbounds pass to Gannstrom, and last touch by Sabetha, knocked out of bounds. Gannstrom was in a tough spot in that far corner, and lucky to not turn it over. As Honeyman now will throw it in again. 63 seconds left here in the first quarter. A 5-4 Nemaha Central lead. They get it to Holthouse. On the run. Garrity, that should have been a travel. No call. Gets it off to Larkin. Couple bodies hit the floor. We get a whistle and a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Nemaha Central. But, boy, Garrity definitely got away with the travel.
Oh, yeah.
The Sabetha fans certainly wanted that call. But the Thunder lucky there to keep it on this possession with 57 seconds left here in the quarter. Gannstrom will throw it in. They want to get it to Garrity on the block. Her shot is up. Hits the backboard. No good. Battle for the rebound being chased into the corner. Holthouse has it. So another opportunity here. Gannstrom gets it top of the key. Clock winding down. 45 seconds left here in the first. Gannstrom bouncing it left side to Holthouse on the wing. Guarded down by Wurtenberger. Reversing it right side. Honeyman to Gannstrom in the corner. Nice ball fake. Gets by a defender. Little pull up J. No good. And a whistle and a foul. And two free throws coming up for Nemaha Central's Taryn Gannstrom at 33 seconds left here in the period. As the foul is on Rachel Wurtenberger, her second, team third. Gannstrom, a 52.7% free throw shooter. First one up, first one off, no good. Both of these teams have struggled from the line this year. Sabetha, just a 50% free throw shooting team. Nemaha Central, they're 49%. 5-4 Thunder lead, 33 seconds left here in the first. Gannstrom trying to make one of two, she does. That's the first point tonight for the 5-4 senior, Taryn Gannstrom. 6-4 Thunder, 33 seconds left here in the first. An opportunity for Sabetha to get the final shot of the quarter. Nemaha Central again, the full court pressure. Here's Lukert. Long pass across the timeline to Scobie, and then a long pass again sails into the crowd, and that is a turnover by Sabetha. There's six here in the quarter, and now Nemaha Central an opportunity for the final shot at under 23 seconds left here in the quarter as Addie Holthouse will check in for Honeyman. Both of these teams grinding on the defensive end, and nothing certainly coming easy on the offensive side. Here's Lorcher, who's back into the game. Larkin gets it top of the key, down to 12 seconds. Larkin to Lorcher, left side, 8 seconds to go. Bounces it to Larkin at the elbow. Looking for Garrity on a cut. It's taken away with 4 seconds left. Sabetha getting it up the floor. Luker from half court. It's good if it goes, and it hits off the backboard. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Offense wins games, defense wins championships, and that's what we got, a defensive battle here through 8 minutes. It's Nemaha Central 6, Sabetha 4. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American fresh sushi department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, Nemaha Central leading Sabetha 6-4. Sabetha will get the first possession here of quarter number two. I'm Brandon Salmon, Chance Lincoln Studio, Logan Bitterman with me as well. Kansaland Radio and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Here's Krebs, long pass, high left, it goes to Dorn. Looking for Scobie inside and then lost the handle in a turnover. 7 turnovers here in the first half by Sabetha. Holthouse with it. Nice drive and kick. Lorcher, very good three-point shooter, left it short. And a rebound for Sabetha's Mary Luker. She wants to push the tempo near sideline. Bouncing it into the corner with Krebs. And Luker gets it back. To the free throw line, it goes to Scobie. Now Luker, good extra pass into the corner for 3. Got it. That's Emily Krebs from downtown, her first triple, a 21% three-point shooter. Sabetha back in front, 7-6. Not quite a minute here in the first quarter. Here's Holthouse, a long pass to Gamstrom. Ball fakes, gets to the elbow, nearly drug the pivot foot, but able to hold off on the travel. Gamstrom gets it back here on the left side. Holthouse top of the key. 7-6, Sabetha, early portion, second quarter. There's a floater by Henry in the lane, that's no good. Offensive rebound, though, is put back up and nearly dropped. But Ella Larkin will shoot 2 free throws and a chance to give Nemaha Central the lead back here early portions of quarter number 2. It's McKenna Haberkamp who got that foul for Sabetha, the junior, and Larkin able to connect on the first free throw, her first point tonight. She is the leading free throw shooter for the Thunder at over 56% on the season. And she goes 1-for-2, tipped out of bounds, and last touched underneath by Lorcher. So Sabetha gets it back, a 7-7 tie early second quarter. Gruber back in for Sabetha, also Honeyman back in for Nemaha Central. At this rate, mentioned early in the first quarter, might be first team to 30 could win. It could be the first team to 25 could win this game, how these defenses have played so far. Here is Krebs, long pass to Dorn in the corner, ball fakes, drives, then swings it right into the corner with Luker. Dribbles to her left of the wing, now hands it off top of the key to Krebs. Thunder still in that zone defense, they like to extend it out around the three-point line. As Krebs has it top of the key, not quite 2 minutes into the second, we're tied at 7. Winner moves on to play Hiawatha Friday night in Silver Lake. To continue their season, here's Dorn for 3, and it is a bank shot from the high left corner, and a 10-7 Sabetha advantage. three threes and a free throw, the scoring so far for the Blue Jays. Here's Holt out top of the key, gets it off to Henry. Henry between the rings out high, right side pass that goes to Honeyman. Top of the key to Holtout, left side to Ganstrom. Ganstrom on the dribble now, working it back top of the key. Now Honeyman on the wing, back to Holtout. They get it to Larkin at the free throw line, works to her left, fires the shot, off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound inside, collected by Lukert, and then a whistle and a foul. This one against Nemaha Central, I believe, and Taryn Ganstrom. And that is Ganstrom's second foul and team foul number five. Lorcher checks back in real quick, replacing Ganstrom, who just picked up her second foul. 5:25, clock moving second quarter. Sabetha here on the road with a 10-7 lead. Here is Krebs. Long pass into the right corner with Lukert. Shot is up, deflected, and a takeaway here by Nemaha Central. Holtout, the long pass to Lorcher. Left wing, now they get it to Honeyman, back to Henry up top. 3 minutes into this second period, Sabetha leading 10-7. Nemaha Central led 6-4 at the end of one. Henry left side pass to Lorcher between the wing and the corner. There's a deflected pass, nearly taken away there by Dorn, but collected there by Henry to keep it alive. Yeah, not much movement here for the Thunder offensively, but they finally get it inside to Henry. Her shot is up no good, but a foul. Free throws coming up here for the 5'6 junior guard as Luker picks up her first and team foul number five. Mackenzie Henry, 3 points tonight. First opportunity at the stripe, and she's off the heel strong. No good on the first. Thunder now 2 of 4 at the line here in the first half. Henry at 5.5 points per game. She misses the second. She goes 0 for 2. A rebound for McKenna Haverkamp. And Sabetha is still holding to that 3-point lead. Not quite halfway into this second period. Here is Jaden Dorn, high left. Wants it in the corner. It goes with Krebs. Back to Dorn, high left. Now working to her right. And stops up top and gets it right back to Lukert. 4:20 and counting. Second quarter. Left corner three, Krebs, off the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound for Lukert. She has 5 rebounds. She's going to step back and fire a three. That one is no good, and another offensive rebound this time by Krebs. Third opportunity here on this possession.
And it just shows how tough Sabetha is playing offensively.
Dominating the glass as well. They get a pass inside to Lukert, but out of bounds it goes and a turnover. And we get a whistle, and Haddon Hilchin seen enough to this point. He wants to call a timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. 3:58 left in the first half. A 10-7 Sabetha lead. And, you know, despite the 3-point lead, the turnovers have been an issue. They already got 9 here in the first half. You trim that in half, and it could be maybe a 6-7, 8-point lead.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, Brandon, I have to go back and look at it. Obviously, did that sub-state championship game between these two teams a season ago. If I remember, the final score was 22-20 in that one. I'd have to go back. If I remember, that was the final. And we saw a great game in there. Obviously, it's a little bit different. You know, came down to the final minute. Team All Central just held the ball the entire minute. Got the last second shot, missed it. Went to overtime, held it the entire overtime. Got last second shot, missed it. Went to double OT. Sabetha got a last second shot after a miss by Team All Central. So anything's possible. But the biggest thing, obviously, we talked about, the winner is this can play Hiawatha. You want to talk about the Big 7 League, how tough it is? There's no off nights. Just 2 girls from the Hiawatha team because they played last night. They're over here watching this game right now.
Yeah, that's leadership right there, just scouting for their next matchup. As we mentioned, Hiawatha winning last night over Marysville. They had to claw their way to win that one 51-46, so they await the winner of this one as we're back to it. And a quick whistle and a foul against Sabetha. They'll get this one on Jaden Dorn. That is her first. And team foul number 6, so Nemaha Central here in the final 3:52 of the half will be in the bonus. Thunder have one more foul to give themselves. Here is Henry between the rings out high. Gets it off the Lorcher left side on the wing. Sabetha's got a good student section here tonight. Just a great crowd in general here for this 3A substate matchup. Here's Larkin. Works around a whole town screen. Lorcher thought about a three. A little hesitation there, but gets it off to Henry. They'll try to back it out here to the center circle. Lazy pass, tips into the backcourt, and a steal by Sabetha. It's Emily Krebs, coast to coast. Lorcher with the block, and a whistle and a foul. What defense by Madison Lorcher. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Krebs, and what a swing there. As now Nemaha Central will have a one-and-one opportunity. First foul on Krebs. It's going to be Honeyman to shoot these free throws. Boy, it looked like Krebs had a transition bucket, and Lorcher comes from behind, gets a piece of it. Honeyman gets the rebound, and will shoot a one-and-one. And she's able to catch the first. She's only a 30% free throw shooter on the season, averaging 2 points and about two rebounds per game. The freshman appearing in her 15th game of the year. Makes it a two-point lead for Sabetha, 10-8, second on the way, second good as well. So two big free throws by Callie Honeyman. Makes it a one-point Sabetha lead at 10-9 at 3:20 left here in the first half. And haven't had many free throws by both teams, but certainly in a game this tight and this defensive-minded, anytime you get a chance at free throws, those need to be cashed. Lukert with it for Sabetha, top of the key to Dorn. Lukert gets it right back, wants to go baseline, cut off there by Lorcher. Again, good defense on her end. Long pass, reversal left side to Krebs. Now Krebs wants to come back near side to Lukert. Hesitation, but fires a three, left it short. Chasing it down in the corner and able to get her own rebound. And then a whistle and a timeout for Sabetha as Nate Bauman has seen enough there. And a big timeout, another 30, so we'll keep it right here. At 2:49 left in the first half, it's a one-point game. Sabetha leads 10-9, and we'll get the tally and the totals here at the half. But we talked about turnovers in the last timeout. One thing Sabetha's done really well at is rebounding, especially on the offensive end. They have given themselves multiple second and even third chance opportunities on possession. Hasn't always been able to deliver on those, but certainly when you dominate the rebounding category against the Nemaha Central team that has good size and is very good in that aspect, certainly going to give you an advantage in more possession.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. At least I'm pretty sure, Brandon, this is a huge game. We've mentioned it several times already. We're not even halftime yet. We're going to see it really down towards the very end of the game. I think it's going to be obviously it's going to be low scoring. It's only 10-9 in the second half, or second quarter, excuse me. But when you are sitting there battling that hard offensively and getting second, third chance opportunities every single time down the floor, you're going to put yourself in a really good spot to win.
See what Sabetha does out of the timeout with the one-point lead at 10-9 at the right side, pass to Dorn. Top of the key, it goes to Lukert. Now they'll reset up top here with Emily Krebs. Dorn, Lukert, and Krebs all with 3 points for Sabetha. 3 points for Henry to lead the way for Nemaha Central. Krebs will back it out. Wants to step into a three over Holthouse. Nearly banked it in, no good. And speaking of offensive rebounds, this time Scobie gets one. Another opportunity. They go inside. It's Gruber. Shot is up, no good. And it looked like she had another opportunity, and we get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it back to Nemaha Central. But boy, Gruber had about a third opportunity there. And as we mentioned in the timeout, rebounding has been key and fortunate for the Thunder to get that tie-up to get the ball back. Long pass up the floor here to Larkin, near sideline. Spins away from a double team. Holthouse quickly touching it away to Henry. Coming up on the final 2 minutes here in the first half. 10-9, Sabetha by one here on the road. Garrity inside. Shot is up off the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by Lukert. Lukert wants to push the pace. A three-on-two break and a pass deflected out of bounds. And last touch by the Thunder, so Sabetha will keep it as they were trying to get one in transition. 1:55 left here, second quarter, 10-9 Sabetha. It's Krebs to throw it in, left side of her own backboard, still looking, long pass into the backcourt, it goes to Lukert. Now Dorn back to Lukert. Nate Bauman calling out the plays from the Sabetha sideline. Now Dorn a right baseline drive, kicks it back to Scobie. Here is Lukert for three, got it. Mary Lukert from downtown, her second triple, she's got six. And a turnover by Nemaha Central as it was Henry who stepped over the line. And Sabetha's going to get it back with their largest lead at 13-9, down to 1:38 left here in the period.
We talked about the offensive rebound. Now you get it right here off a turnover. No time off the clock. This is where you really want to capitalize as well.
Six turnover by Nemaha Central here in the first half. Sabetha a chance to build on their four-point lead. This is Dorn with it. Top of the key, it goes to Krebs. Holthouse up high, guarding her. Right side pass, this is Lukert, works it back top of the key. Right side pass, it goes to Krebs. Long pass, skips over to Dorn, left wing. They bounce it to the elbow there with Scobie. And both of these teams really trying to emphasize getting it inside. A near turnover there, but able to be chased down by Krebs. Now Dorn in the right corner, works it back high right. As Krebs has it, down to 65 seconds left here in the quarter. Let's see how Sabetha wants to play the final minutes here. They seem pretty content on wasting some time. Sabetha gets it into the right corner with Dorn. Dorn out high right. Nemaha Central does have one foul to give. Down under 50 seconds to go. Left side pass to Lukert. Tips into the backcourt, and after all that, a steal. As Holthaus chases that one down, her shot in transition is no good. Garrity, the offensive rebound, left it short, gets it back. Another opportunity that's no good, and a rebound for Lukert. Multiple opportunities, and then in transition, Sabetha gets the foul and will shoot two. Missed opportunity for the Thunder as Jessica Gruber will about go to the line to shoot a pair. As Addie Holthaus picks up her second, team six. And Jessica Gruber, not scored yet tonight, looking for her first point. Short on the first free throw, just 38% at the line for the junior, averaging over 6 points, nearly three rebounds a game. Honeyman checks back in for Addie Holthaus. Again, he just picked up her second. Gruber trying to go one for two, and she does. First point tonight for Jessica Gruber.
Should be 14-9.
Yeah, 14-9 is our score. Largest lead here for Sabetha at 5. 28.5 seconds left here in the first half. See if the Thunder can capitalize and get a bucket here. They look pretty content on playing for the final shot. Here is Henry between the rings out high, looking back for Haddon Hilchin for the play call. Down to 15 seconds. Hands it off to Honeyman. Works around the arc from left to right. Gets it back top of the key. Down to 10 seconds. Henry for three. Short. Honeyman able to get the rebound. Her shot is up, no good. Sit back into the free throw line. Larkin gets a look inside. She missed it. And it's going to end the first half. Opportunities galore down the stretch there for Nemaha Central, and not able to capitalize. And at the end of the first half, Sabetha on the road, leading Nemaha Central 14-9. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. It is 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guaranteed. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Sabetha by 5 at halftime. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio and the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go? Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at BerwickOil.com. Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Class 3A girls sub-state quarterfinal matchup here from Nemaha Central as these Big 7 league rivals go at it. A 14-9 lead for Sabetha here at the half on the road. Chance Lincoln Studio, Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tadman with you. And Logan, we said both of these teams very good on the defensive end. We certainly saw a very defensive heavy battle in the first half. And right now, Sabetha, a little bit more of the advantage on the defensive end and also in the rebounding category. And right now they look up, they got a 5-point lead.
Yeah, and you think about both, we've seen it with both teams as well. They've had chances both ways, and some of them they just can't capitalize on some of them. I mean, think about what the score could be right now. We could be looking at 20-something to 20-something if both teams can capitalize offensively with second, third chance points. Nemaha Central right here with about 40 seconds left. They had three chances at the basket and missed easy layups, just easy shots, and that's going to be something that's going to be key, especially in a game like this. You know, you want these type of games, especially when it's a Big 7 matchup, you know, between two Big 7 schools, especially when it's your biggest rival. You want to see those, you know, for like a sub-state championship, like we saw last year, even obviously we can't see it at state, but to win big. But when you're playing in quarterfinals, you don't care about that. It's, you know, the rivalry is there. And I think it's going to be interesting come down the stretch. We've seen it in the first half, at least for Nemaha Central defensively, they're running a zone. So what they're trying to do, every time you see it, when Callie Honeyman comes in, I believe she's a freshman this year. Yes. You want to make a name for yourself, especially in a game like this. You do it against your rival. Every time that Beth brings the ball down, they have her at the top. They have Callie Honeyman at the top on the zone defense. Emily Krebs always brings the ball down. She's a senior. You want to make a name for yourself. You got to try to show that you can compete with somebody like Emily Krebs. And Emily Krebs has gotten the better of her right now. We'll see how that goes in the second half, obviously, when she gets in. But as far as Bethel, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, fight for the second chance, third chance opportunities. And I think if you can do that, and obviously you keep doing what you're doing defensively, you have a really good chance to knock off Nemaha Central here and go on to play Hiawatha Friday night.
Yeah, Sabetha, even though leading by 5, had 10 first-half turnovers, and Nemaha Central just with 6. But again, we mentioned the rebound numbers, 17-8, the advantage for the Blue Jays on the glass, and a very good chunk of those 17 rebounds came on the offensive end. 2-for-4 at the line was Sabetha, and then Nemaha Central, they were 4 out of 7 at the free throw line. Mary Lukert, the leading scorer for the Blue Jays with 6 on a couple of threes, and she had 8 of those 17 rebounds alone. So 6 points and 8 rebounds for Mary Lukert in the first half. They got 3 apiece from Jaden Dorn and Emily Krebs, and then a point apiece from Hallie Scobie and Jessica Gruber. Nemaha Central led by Mackenzie Henry with 3. She actually hit the first shot of the game. It was a 3, and she is still the leading scorer for the Thunder. 2 points for Addie Holthouse, also for Callie Honeyman, and then a point apiece for Taryn Ganstrom and Ella Larkin. We'll step aside, another timeout. Halftime continues in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio and the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Catherine Perkins of Falls City became another first-time satisfied customer of Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Ford Fusion. I did a test drive and did some other comparison shopping in the bigger cities after that, and then came back to Fairview to purchase the car. It was very convenient to be able to find the car online so close to home since I live in Falls City. It was a wonderful experience.
Our name means a great deal at Holthouse Auto House.
HolthouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
KNZA.
Sabetha here on the road, leading Nemaha Central 14-9 at the half. Logan Bitterman, Chance Link, Brandon Zabin all with you here on Kansaland Radio and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Mentioning the winner of this one tonight, we'll get Hiawatha coming up on Friday in the sub-state semifinals. The other half of this bracket tonight, games with the top seed Silver Lake taking on 8-seed Royal Valley. And the 4-seed Jefferson West, they are hosting the 5-seed Rossville. We'll have coverage of the Silver Lake sub-state. We'll have games on 103.9 Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have the semifinals and championships on Saturday. Our coverage on 92.1 KMZA, that's going to be the Frankfort sub-state in Class 1A. We'll have those games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then our sister station, Care 93.7, they're going to have the 2A Valley Falls sub-state with those games, semifinals and championships, again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, Logan, here we go, second half. And, you know, I think when you look at Nemaha Central down 5, and really for both teams, having opportunities when they're limited, like you mentioned on that last possession, Nemaha Central had 3 looks right under the bucket. Couldn't get any of them to fall. Game of this magnitude, when everything's tight and it's harder to score on the offensive end, when you get a bunny, when you get one right underneath, you got to connect. And right now both teams have struggled getting those little ones inside to fall.
Yeah, and the thing that Sabetha's gotten so far that I think is helping them is the fact that they've gotten Emily Krebs hit a 3, Mary Lucas hit a couple. I mean, they're your 2 best scoring threats offensively. Obviously, Lexi Hayden, when she comes in, she can hit the 3 as well. And then, obviously, Jaden Dorn can hit one every now and then. He's got one the bank in. The 3 points there for the Sabetha, they've hitting it better than Nemaha Central. We'll see what happens here in the second half. But there's 16 minutes left to decide who's going to go home.
Yeah, Blue Jays didn't even hit a 2-point shot. They had 4 threes and 2 free throws in the first half. Blue Jays quickly working inside to start the second half, and a bucket is good by Rachel Wurtenberger. Now all 5 starters have scored, and the largest lead continuing to explode for Sabetha. It's now 7 at 16-9, and the Thunder get their first opportunity.
And you spoke it into existence, Brandon, the first 2-point shot for Lady Jays here tonight.
Hard to believe. You can't make a 2-point shot in the first 16 minutes, yet you had a 5-point lead. It's now 7 at 16-9. We're 20 seconds into this third quarter. They really need to get Addie Holthouse going, the leading scorer for Nemaha Central. Just 2. Henry, a look for 3. Well off, no good. Another rebound for Sabetha. This one for Mary Luther. That's her 9th rebound already tonight. Dangerous pass, but saved underneath, and it's a steal for Ganstrom. Turnover by Sabetha. Nemaha Central really needing to find some offense here in the third quarter. 16-9, Jays with the 7-point advantage. 50 seconds into this third period. Henry, top of the key to Larkin, not using the Rethman screen. A chest pass left side to Holthouse. Puts it on the dribble, and a whistle and a foul. Krebs will get this one. First foul on either team here in the second half. And for Krebs, that's her 2nd. Holthouse will throw it in for Nemaha Central underneath. Quick dump to Larkin in the left corner. Now Holthouse at the elbow, looking for Rethman on the right block. Gets it, trying to spin on the block. Trying to kick it back out. Holthouse having to chase it into the corner in the near turnover. So many deflections here by the Sabetha defense. Finally, the ball's on the floor. And we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Nemaha Central. But, boy, active hands by this Blue Jays defense. Multiple deflections and nearly had a turnover.
Yeah, and you can see it defensively. The post players for Sabetha keeping their arms straight up, trying not to get any little fouls called.
Larkin gets it to Rethman, top of the key. They're trying to set something up for Holthouse inside. Good defense inside there by the Jays to keep it on the perimeter. Ganstrom, left side pass to Holthouse. Coming up on 90 seconds into the period. Holthouse wanted to shoot and got backed out as Rethman saves it, gets it knocked into the backcourt, and Krebs finally chasing it down in a steal. And then Sabetha able to give it right back as the Thunder getting a steal here with Gannstrom. She wants to go coast to coast and count it and the foul. Big time swing there. Gannstrom now with three and a chance at a big three-point play. As Rachel Wurtenberger picks up her third, team foul number two as Gannstrom will shoot a free throw and try to get it to within four. 16-11 our score. Gannstrom's free throw left it short. Rebound for Scobie for Sabetha. Again, in a tight game, when you get those free throws, you certainly want to connect as many as you can. But Sabetha right now a five-point lead, 16-11, coming up on 2 minutes into the third. This is Dorn spinning away, top of the key pass to Lukert. Dorn gets it back on the left wing, and right back up top it goes to Lukert. Dorn thought about it, turned down a three, gets it right back. Won't turn this one down. She'll fire in and out, no good. And a rebound for Mackenzie Henry. And then Henry's pass nearly taken away by Lukert. And out of bounds it goes into the crowd, and Nemaha Central will keep it. 5:45 left third, 16-11 our score, Sabetha by five. Here is Henry, left side on the wing. He's hit the only three for the Thunder here tonight. Now Gannstrom, short corner right, steps in. Little floater from 10, short. And another rebound for Sabetha, brought in by Scobie, her fourth. Lukert wants to drive, lost it, chasing it into the left corner and saved a turnover. Gets it up top to Wurtenberger, right side pass. On the wing to Dorn. Good defense here by Mackenzie Henry. Dorn spinning away. Long pass into the corner, and now a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by Nate Bauman. 5:17 left here in the third. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. 5:17 left third period. 16-11 Sabetha. Back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Chance Link, Logan Bitterman, Brandon Tadman, Sabetha and Nemaha Central here tonight from Seneca, and the Jays here on the road winning 16-11 as we are in the midst of the third quarter. This was a 6-4 Nemaha Central lead after one, but a 10-3 advantage for Sabetha in the second gave them a 14-9 halftime lead. We currently sit at 16-11 Sabetha at 5:17 left here in the third. Out of the timeout, Sabetha with the ball, their side of the floor. Far sideline to throw it in is Jaden Dorn. And a short pass to Krebs as she'll work it back top of the key and reset the offense. Working on Honeyman, left side pass that goes to Lukert. Short corner now with Wurtenberger, top of the key with Dorn. Rotating, spinning on the pivot. They get it inside to Scobie, bouncing it back to the right corner with Dorn. Dorn now has ease, goes baseline. Long pass into the left corner with Lukert. Had it knocked away here by Gannstrom. Good defense. Now Lukert drives, puts up a shot. Well off the mark, no good. Rebound, Nemaha Central. Here's Honeyman up the floor. Gets it back to Henry. 5 points to Sabetha lead at 4:40 left here in the third. Holthouse on the block. Shot is up, and a shot is good. Big shot for Addie Holthouse. He's got four, 16-13 Sabetha. 4:33 left here in the third. Really needing to get Addie Holthouse going. Their leading score at 13 a game, just four here tonight. That shot gets it back to within three. Lukert in the corner. That was Krebs. Now Krebs gets it right back into the corner. Short corner, lost it, and a travel. Third turnover in the quarter by Sabetha, their 13th of the ball game. Nemaha Central will get it back down three, not quite to the halfway mark here in the third. As Jessica Gruber will check back in for the Jays. Honeyman to throw it in, dumps it into Henry. Both teams have been showing pressure for the most part in the full court. Now Holthouse, far sideline, cuts it inside, wants to go all the way. She's bumped and fouled. It's on the floor. Stops the clock at 4:06. Sabetha, that is their third team foul. They get this one on Scobie, her first. Thunder with it, down three, 16-13. They set it up for Henry in the corner. Now inside to Holthaus. Turns, fires, and a travel. Second turnover in the quarter by Nemaha Central. They're eighth of the ball game. And the Blue Jays get it back at 4:03 left in the quarter, leading 16-13. Once again, both teams loving to show pressure in the full court. Sabetha breaks that pressure, gets it up the floor to Dorn in the right corner. And a nice pass to Gruber, gets underneath, and then swings it up top. This is Luker for three. Well short, it's an air ball, but chased underneath by Krebs. And another offensive rebound for the Blue Jays, and another opportunity on the possession. Here's Lukert, high left. As you mentioned at halftime, with Honeyman in, they have her at the top of that zone. As they get it into the corner with Scobie, long pass to Dorn, bouncing it to Gruber inside, to the elbow with Scobie, a shot from there, off the backboard, no good, and a rebound for Nemaha Central. Ella Larkin grabs that one, 16-13, the Jays lead at 3:15 and counting, third quarter. Three ball could tie it here. They get it to Honeyman inside, shot is up, no good, nearly banked it in, ball tips around, and Gruber has it. Now Sabetha wanting to push the tempo a little bit. It's Krebs. Splits two defenders. Her layup is good. Emily Krebs right down Broadway. She's got five, and that's the lead for the Blue Jays at 18-13 at under 3 minutes left here in the third. This is Ganstrom between the rings out high, dribbling waist time with the right hand towards the right wing. Now gets the ball screen, goes left to Honeyman. Holthaus posting up inside. She'll turn, fire, off the heel, too strong. Battle for the rebound, chased away, and out of bounds it goes, and a lot of contact. Nate Bauman wants the foul, but no call. And Nemaha Central fortunate there to keep that possession. And for his some of the fouls we've seen tonight, certainly a ton of contact there. Yeah, I think Bauman has an argument there, but and not going to get a reversal. So Nemaha Central, can they take advantage of a potential missed call? Down five at 18-13. Holthaus drives, left her feet, shot is up short, a whistle and a foul. Two free throws coming up for Addie Holthaus. And Scobie picks up her second, team foul number four. So Addie Holthaus, the leading scorer, the 5'10 junior. 4 points, a couple of rebounds. 54% at the line this year. Nearly banked it in, but the first free throw no good. 2:31 left here in the quarter. 18-13, Sabetha by five. Holthaus, another in and out, no good. And then an offensive foul on the rebound. Missed opportunities all night so far by the Thunder. Shots inside, free throws missed. And that's the first Thunder foul here of the second half. This one against Honeyman, and that's her first. 2.5 minutes left here in the third. Sabetha holding on to a 5-point lead at 18-13. Lorcher and Honeyman up top, providing pressure on Krebs, but a bump and a foul. As they'll get Lorcher with this one, her first team second. Far sideline, Dorn to throw it in, gets it off to Lukert up top. Right side pass back to Dorn on the wing, back up top to Lukert, now works it left, stopping on the wing, back up top to Dorn. Floats a pass into the corner with Scobie, wants the baseline drive cut off there, kicks it back out to Dorn. Long pass, not much on it, and an interception. Taken away by Ganstrom, good defense. 5 points to Sabetha lead with 2 minutes left here in the third. Now they'll reset up top. Ganstrom picks up the dribble. Right side pass, it goes to Honeyman. Holds it high above her head. Now puts it waist high on the floor a couple times. Left side pass to Lorcher. She's at the top of the key. Goes to Ganstrom in the towards the left wing. And now she works it back up top. Lorcher back to Ganstrom. Coming down to a minute and a half left here in the third. Holthaus on the block. Turns, fires, shot no good, but a whistle and a foul. Two more free throws coming up here for Addie Holthaus. The foul is on Jessica Gruber. That is her second in team foul number five. Holthaus at the line, 0 for 2 tonight, but she knocks in that one, big one. She's got five, makes it 18-14, Sabetha. Down to 92 seconds left here in the third. Holthaus off the heel, too strong. Battle for the rebound underneath. Couple bodies hit the floor. And a timeout's going to be granted to Nemaha Central. Sabetha fans don't like it. Now the officials are going to meet up inside. I'm not sure there was a possession. And they're still going to give Nemaha Central the timeout after a meeting underneath by the officials. Nate Bauman not pleased. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here to kind of discuss what we've seen here in the third. 18-14, Sabetha by four, late third. And Logan, it certainly has been physical. It's been low scoring, and like we expected, a close game. That's what we've seen. But Nemaha Central missed free throws, missed opportunities underneath. They're going to have to start hitting some of these if they want to keep their season alive. It's Sabetha, again, looking to spring the upset on the road.
Yeah, obviously, it's only a four-point game right now. But you think about, we talked about it coming in the second half. You know, you mentioned it, Sabetha didn't have a two-point shot made at all in the first half. Then they hit one to start the second half. And they just, you know, you have 14 points at the end of the first half. You've only scored four so far throughout the third quarter. You're going to have to do something offensively. The thing that Sabetha has done that's impressive is they found a way to get Krebs and Luker open backcourt to bring the ball up the floor against pressure. That's one thing that you got to do is you got to get the ball into your best guard's hands. That way you don't get a little turnover, quick turnover to the other team. Nemaha Central, to your point, they got to find a way to get some offensive opportunities that they want to make come back here.
Yeah, certainly need to get them and make them when they have them, and they get it into Holthouse. She'll turn and fire, left that one short. Rebound Sabetha, so a quick one and done there out of the timeout. Gruber has her fourth rebound. Again, as Sabetha has dominated the rebounding category here tonight. They lead it by four with a minute 15 left here in the third. 18-14 our score. Drive, kick to the left corner. Luker to three. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound for Ganstrom. Quickly doubled, and then she turns it over. Stepped on the baseline. Good defense by Krebs and Scobie to force the turnover. So Sabetha will get it back at 105 left here in the third. Their four-point lead is 18-14. See how they want to play it here with Krebs to throw it in. Still looking, trying to garner it and get it in. Does so and gets it right back into the corner. Ganstrom closing out. Now wants to drive on Holthouse baseline, and she's bumped, but steps out of bounds. Wanted a foul, though. Call and a turnover by Sabetha. Ella Larkin's going to check in for Honeyman. Exactly a minute to go here in the third, 18-14 Sabetha. Now 15 turnovers tonight for the Blue Jays, but yet they lead by four. See how the Thunder want to play. Can they run it down and get a final shot? We'll see. 48 seconds and counting. Here's Larkin cutting Holthouse. Nice pass to Garrity. Her pass deflected. McGanstrom has it. The reset up top with 40 seconds to go. Ganstrom kicks it off her own foot. Gruber comes away with a steal. Now the Blue Jays an opportunity. 34 seconds to work. Pushed up the floor. Luker, drive. Shot is up. Rims out. No good. A rebound for Garrity. Now Nemaha Central with it back. 25 seconds to go. Henry up the floor. Up top to Garrity. They go inside. Holthouse turns. Fires. Shot is up. Count it. And the foul. Addie Holthouse with a big two and an opportunity for three on the and one. 18-16, Nemaha Central within two can get it to one with 17.2 seconds left here in the period. Holthouse 1-for-4 at the line tonight, 7 points. Now 1-for-5, she missed that one as Krebs has it. 14 seconds to go here for Sabetha, up two. They're going to back things out. Here's Krebs. Fans counting it down, 7 seconds. Down to five. Here's Krebs. Inside. Kicks it to Dorn. A three at the buzzer. Off the rim. No good. And we head to the fourth quarter. A winner take all. 2-point game. At the end of three quarters, Sabetha on the road beating Nemaha Central 18-16. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Sabetha channel as well at MSCSports.net.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourth quarter is underway. A two-point game. Sabetha with the ball, leading 18-16 here at Nemaha Central. Winner moves on to take on Hiawatha Friday nights in a sub-state semifinal. Loser, and their season is done. These two split the regular season series, both teams winning on the road, and we get a whistle and a foul here on Nemaha Central. This one on Madison Lorcher. That's her second team foul, number three. Sabetha has committed six fouls already, so the rest of the game, Nemaha Central will be in the bonus. Certainly something to keep an eye on, although Nemaha Central is just 1-for-6 from the line here in the second half. A lot of missed opportunities. As Sabetha has it, Wurtenberger, nice kick to Dorn right side. She goes baseline, pass deflected, and an interception. Gannstrom comes away with another steal. Chance to tie or take the lead for Nemaha Central here on this possession, early fourth. Here's Garrity, right side, gets it off to Gannstrom. Holthouse, left block, and is bumped and fouled. There's team foul number seven, and Holthouse will shoot 1-1. The Sabetha foul is on Scobie, and that is her third. And as I mentioned, team foul number seven, and Holthouse will shoot a 1-1. She's just 1-for-5 tonight at the line, all of which in the third quarter. She has 7 points to lead Nemaha Central, but you're going to expect free throws down the stretch in a close game. Need to connect. This time, Holthouse does connect, and it's a one-point game. 8 points for Holthouse. 18-17, a chance to tie it here at the line. And she does. 9 points for Holthouse. 18-18. It's 7-12 left in the game. You can certainly feel the energy building in this gym right now. The intensity factor is ramped up with 7 minutes left in this ballgame. There's a whistle and a foul out high. I think they get this one on Addie Holthouse. They do. That is her third and team foul number four. There's still a couple of fouls to give by Nemaha Central, but don't want to give them any bunnies like that. We've played a minute in the fourth. We're tied at 18. Sabetha with the ball. Luker wants to drive, kicks it to Krebs. Krebs gets to the free throw line and then backs it out. Long pass to Lukert in the left corner. They reverse it right side. This is Lexi Hayden, who's checked back in, the sophomore, and she is whistled for a travel. As Mackenzie Henry is going to check back in for the Thunder, replacing Honeyman. Chance for Nemaha Central to take the lead. 6:48 left here in the game, 18-18 tie. Hayden guarding Gannstrom in the full court. Gannstrom gets around her, gets it to Henry. Here's Larkin on the block. Little bodying up. Shot is no good. Holthouse, the rebound, and it's an and one. Addie Holthouse, her third rebound. She's got 11, and the Thunder have taken the lead at 20-18. 6:36 left in the game. Holthouse will shoot one. Boy, it seems like for as bad as things have gone tonight for the Thunder, they now have the lead. And Holthouse with 11, and her free throw is no good. Rebound for Wurtenberger. And a two-point lead for the Thunder. Sabetha with it back. 90 seconds in, 6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth. This is Krebs trying to work it on Holthouse defensively, and Holthouse trips Krebs. And that is foul number four on Addie Holthouse with 6:21 left in the game. That is a big foul for Nemaha Central. Holthouse has 11 of the 20 points. And now she's going to have to come out if Callie Honeyman will check in. This is a big opportunity here for Sabetha with the Thunder's best player on the bench with four fouls. Here's Luker, top of the key, right side to Krebs. Will back things out. 20-18, Thunder with the two-point lead early in the fourth. Krebs picks it up prematurely, but gets it back up top to Luker. Working on Honeyman, dives it right, gets it off to Krebs, steps back, a three for the lead, short, and a battle for the rebound, hitting the corner, and Dorn has it. Another offensive rebound for the Blue Jays. Can they make this underpay? And we get a whistle and a timeout for Nate Bauman and crew. 5:51 left in this one. Thunder leading 20-18. It is a full. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment on Kansas Land Radio and the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Just over 6 minutes left in this ball game. Nemaha Central with a two-point lead, 20-18 on Sabetha, as the winner will play Hiawatha on Friday night in the sub-state semifinals at Silver Lake. Sabetha will have the ball out of the timeout, down two, 5:51 left to go, mentioned over six, we're right under six, again 5:51 left as the ball inbounded to Krebs, and here we go. Krebs two steps in front of the midcourt stripe, stepping forward a little bit, working on Gannstrom, bouncing it to Gruber at the elbow, turns, gets it left side to Krebs on the wing, as now you have the Thunder playing man-to-man defense. We've seen mostly zone by both teams tonight, but the Thunder right now going man. Here is Krebs, and they're going to get an illegal screen on Jessica Gruber. She slaps the chest and goes, my bad. Moving on that screen attempt, and a turnover by Sabetha. We'll give it back to Nemaha Central at 5:27 left here in the game, leading by two at 20-18.
And that's Gruber's fourth foul as well.
The four fouls on Gruber. Thunder had some trouble getting it in, but does so to Larkin. Gannstrom gets it back. Sabetha needs to be careful with a foul here potentially. Would put the Thunder at the free throw line. And after all that, Thunder get it across and settle here 5-on-5. 5:10 and counting left in this game. A 20-18 two-point Nemaha Central lead. Henry has it. Left side to Larkin. Gannstrom thought about cutting through and goes back and gets it on the wing. Larkin gets a Garrity screen, dives, a little body, fades, and a difficult shot is in for Ella Larkin. And the lead is four now for Nemaha Central at 22-18 at 4:45 left. High level of difficulty on that shot for Larkin, but a big one to fall to get the lead to four. Now the Thunder right back into their zone defense. Honeyman up top on that zone. Here's Krebs up top. Spins inside, bouncing it short corner to Wurtenberger. Up top to Dorn, works it right, gets it to Krebs. She wants to go baseline. Extra bounce pass is tipped away, and another turnover. A steal by the Thunder. Long pass, Gannstrom, and it's knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense by Lukert, but the Thunder will keep it at 4:13 left, leading 22-18. Thunder have one more foul to give. Next foul by Sabetha will put the Thunder into the double bonus. Here's Gannstrom. Works it across. Gets a Larkin screen. Working into the block. Takes it all the way, and a layup spins in. Karen Gannstrom with five, and the lead is six for Nemaha Central at 24-18. We're under 4 minutes to go. Nice little dump down. A block shot by Henry on Lukert, and out of bounds it goes, and it will stay here with Sabetha. At 3:47 left to go, Nemaha Central's lead is 6 at 24-18. They trail by 2 to start the quarter, but have certainly dominated here in the final period and lead it by 6. Under 3:45 left. Here is Krebs. Why not? She'll try a three. In and out, no good. And a rebound inside is up and no good. And an opportunity here for Sabetha at the free throw line. It'll be Lukert. That is her 10th rebound of the night. And the foul is on Gannstrom, her third, at team 6. Lukert to shoot two. First one, no good. She is a 61% free throw shooter. And the first one off the heel, and here comes Addie Holthouse with four fouls, the leading score for the Thunder back in. So Sabetha actually lost some ground with Holthouse on the bench. As Lukert goes one for two, Nate Bauman calls a timeout. 24-19, the lead is five for Nemaha Central. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Boys, again, this one coming down the stretch, just a few minutes left, and we mentioned when Holthouse picked up her fourth foul, she went out. That was a huge opportunity for Sabetha, but they were unable to gain ground. They actually lost ground by a couple of points, so credit some of those players that came in, Honeyman, Gantstrom's been key, but you had an opportunity for Sabetha, but now Holthouse is back with four fouls. You want to attack. I think you got to attack Holthouse. Try to get her to foul out. We've seen how this game has been. It's been physical. I think they're calling a little bit more here in the second half. This game could come down to free throws. And you want to get Nemaha Central's best player off the floor if you can.
Yeah. And you also have to keep in mind, for Sabetha, you got Jessica Gruber with four fouls. Holly Scobie at least has three or four. Karen Gantrum has three fouls right now. So it's going to be very interesting down here this last three and a half.
Under 3:35 left in the game. Thunder with it in the five-point lead. Sabetha showing the pressure in the full court, but Thunder do a good job here of breaking that pressure and settling in the front court. Gantstrom left side pass to Henry, looking for Garrity inside. Not there. Gantstrom gets it back, top of the key. Diving towards the right corner, backs out there. Kicks it back up top to Henry. Left side pass to Holthouse on the wing. Turns, dribbling left. Kicks it to Larkin. Holds it left side. Gets it to Garrity, top of the key. Now Holthouse resets up top. 3 minutes left, a five-point Thunder lead. Substate quarterfinals. There's a lazy pass that's deflected, and we get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called on Garrity, I believe. Team foul number 7, so now Sabetha walks the other way, and we'll get a 1-1. Garrity picks up her first, and this is Hallie Scobie, who will shoot a 1-1. She's a 41% free throw shooter. She's 1-for-2 tonight, her lone point. She's got four rebounds as well, and her free throw off the heel too strong, and a rebound for Nemaha Central. Gantstrom, far sideline up the floor, spinning into a double team, caught, and now Haddon Hilchin has seen enough, and a good timeout for Nemaha Central at 2:43 left in the game, leading 24-19. It is a 30, so again, we'll keep it right here. Boy, these two teams have fought tooth and nail tonight. Nemaha Central, for as bad as it's been, both teams, again, have struggled offensively, but Nemaha Central, even with the few minutes they were without Addie Holthouse, they garnered a lead, they've held it since, and they were down two going into this fourth quarter. It was 18-16 Sabetha, but right now the Thunder at home, a little bit of momentum. They lead it 24-19 as we're coming up down to under 2:45 left. We got 2:43 left.
Yeah, it's all about who wants this game more. You want to move on to the second round and go to Silver Lake and play there against Hiawatha. Who wants this game more? And we're watching a fantastic girls game here. You got to remember this, Brandon. Thursday night, both Nemaha Central and Sabetha again, but on the guys' side.
Yep, that'll be fun. That'll be a semifinal at Silver Lake. We'll have that one for you on 103.9. They set up Holthouse inside, and she spins one in off the window. 13 for Addie Holthouse and a 7-point lead. It's the largest of the game for Nemaha Central at 2.5 minutes left, and a whistle and a foul. It's Gantstrom who picks up her fourth. Team foul number 8, so big free throws coming up here for Emily Krebs. It'll be a 1-1. Two and a half minutes exactly left in this game. The free throw is good by Krebs. She'll get the bonus. She's got 6 points and 6 rebounds tonight. Makes it 26-20, Nemaha Central. Second for Krebs. In and out, no good. Rebound for Holthouse. So a 1-for-2 stint there by Krebs. Nemaha Central's lead at 6 at under 2.5 minutes to play. Certainly now Nemaha Central will try to do everything they can to waste a little bit of time. Both teams in the bonus. Man-to-man defense for Sabetha now as Larkin has it top of the key, and there's a whistle. There's a foul by Mary Lukert. That's her second team foul, number 10. So it's double bonus time. And by percentage, Ella Larkin, the highest percentage from the line for Nemaha Central this season at 56.1%. And the first free throw is good. She's got four. She's perfect at the line, 2 for 2. She has 3 rebounds. Makes it 27-20 Thunder at 2:09 left. Second by Larkin. Off the rim, no good. Garrity, an offensive rebound. And now a big possession here for Sabetha defensively. 2 minutes to go. Thunder holding on to a 7-point lead. There's another whistle and another foul. That is a monster offensive rebound by Reagan Garrity, the freshman. And now Ganstrom will shoot 2. 1:57 to go. Ganstrom is 1 for 3 at the line tonight. She has 5 points. And the first free throw is good. Largest lead of the game is 8. For the Thunder now at 28-20. Said it in the first half. Could be first team to 30 wins this game. And Nemaha Central right now leading 28-20. Now 1:57 to go. Ganstrom has a second, and she puts that one through. 2 monster free throws by the senior, Taryn Ganstrom. 29-20, largest lead for the Thunder. Sabetha really needs a bucket here. Krebs will dive in, splits 2, layup, no good. She had an opportunity. Rebound for Garrity, and Nemaha Central gets it off to Henry. Back to Garrity, and that's a travel by Garrity, and a big turnover by the Thunder. The boys, Sabetha down 9 at 1:40 to go, getting it back, really needing some points here.
Yeah, and you got to go a little bit quicker now. It's only 1:40 remaining in the game.
Now we get a whistle and a timeout. It is a full, so we'll step aside. 1:40 left, Thunder leading 29-20. We're back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio and also the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tam and Logan Bitterman, Chance Link with you. Out of the timeout, 1:40 left in this game. Sabetha with it. Down 9 to Nemaha Central at 29-20. Largest lead by either side tonight. And Sabetha just 5 points here in the second half. And now clutch time for them because they're out of timeouts. Nemaha Central with 2 left. But you need some points on this possession if you're the Blue Jays. Down 9 at now under 1:40 to go. Here's Krebs. Kicks it right. It's Hayden for 3. The sophomore, and she buries one. Lexi Hayden gets it down to 6 at 29-23 at under 90 seconds to go. Holthaus gets it off to Ganstrom. Still needing to work it up the floor. Ganstrom trying to get it back, and there's a whistle and a timeout to avoid a 10 count as Adam Hilchin is now down to 1 timeout. It's a full, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Against Sabetha, nearly forcing a turnover in the backcourt with a 10 count, but talk about the biggest three of Lexi Hayden's young career. The sophomore bearing a right corner three to get it to 6. 29-23 again as we're approaching the final minute in this game.
Yeah, the only way that three by Hayden could have been bigger is to win the game.
Yeah,
obviously, especially in a game of this magnitude. You think about games like this, we saw it last season, obviously, in the we refer back to the sub-state championship between these two teams. Both teams, you know, a lot of the Nemaha Central girls that are starting this year were on that team a season ago. They'd like to get some revenge here in sub-state. Obviously, a bunch of the girls from Sabetha, a little bit newer this season on the varsity level. So, you know, obviously for Mary Luther, Jaden Dolan, and Lopez, some of the starters, they've experienced it. You know, they've gotten to see it firsthand, how games like this go. This is the type of games you want to see to go to state, you know, see these two teams play in a game like this. But we're in the first round. Again, the winner of this can play Hiawatha. But the most interesting one has got Silver Lake in the sub-state, too. Obviously, they host it. They're playing tonight. They're playing Roll Valley. the winner of this game gets Hiawatha, then it's on possibly most likely against Silver Lake.
Silver Lake, one of the best teams in the state, just one loss on the year, is out of the timeout. There's a turnover into the backcourt. Ball's on the floor. Holthouse has it. They're going to get a jump ball, and by possession, the Thunder will keep it. Sabetha had an opportunity with a near steal at 1:11 to go. Down six, 29-23 is the score. But Sabetha couldn't quite get their hands on it. So Holthouse will throw it in here for the Thunder. Again, 71 seconds left in the game. Holthouse bouncing it into Gamstrom. It's a bump, and there's a foul at 109 left. Lexi Hayden picks it up. Double bonus. Gamstrom will shoot two. Gamstrom 3 of 5 at the line tonight. 7 points. Big free throws here. Thunder by 6, 29-23. And that is perfect for Gamstrom. She's made her last 3 at the line, and she's got 8. 30-23, Nemaha Central. As Henry comes out, Honeyman is in. Second, boy, Gamstrom. 4 big free throws here in the fourth quarter. She's got 9. 31-23. Thunder by 8 with 65 seconds to go. Krebs to Dorn. Right side to Hayden. Back to Dorn. Under a minute to go. Honeyman, the freshman, tips it into the backcourt. Gets a steal. Her layup trickles off. No good. Rebound for Holthouse. And a whistle. And out of bounds it goes. And a turnover by the Thunder. And Sabetha will get it back. But we're down to just 51 seconds to go. 31-23 Thunder. McKenna Haberkamp's going to check in here for Sabetha, taking the spot at Gruber, but again, time running thin. Sabetha needs points here.
Yeah, and they don't have any timeouts either.
No timeouts. Thrown into the front court here with Krebs. Works it over to Hayden in the corner quickly. Turns. Nearly got away with a walk. Here's a big three. Good! Emily Krebs with 9. It's a 31-26 Nemaha Central lead. 35 seconds to go. Gamstrom gets it in. Need to get a foul here as we get a whistle. And an offensive foul is called. Gamstrom up the floor, and Gamstrom is fouled out of the game with 32 seconds left.
Wow. That's huge.
31-26 Thunder. Sabetha with it. 31 and a half seconds to go. It's not over yet. Sabetha, again, really needing some points here to really make things interesting. Here's Lukert to Hayden in the corner. Back to Lukert. Up top to Dorn. 25 seconds to go. Down to 24. It's Krebs. Left wing. Left side. It's Haberkamp for 3. And she hits it. It's a 2-point game. 15 seconds to go. Timeout. Nemaha Central. 13 seconds to go. Final timeout by the Thunder. It is a full, but we'll keep it here. You blink an eye, and it's a 2-point game. Talk about the last two you would expect to make the two biggest shots of the game, Lexi Hayden and McKenna Haberkamp, with the two biggest threes of their life.
And obviously, we're sitting right next to the scores table, Brandon. Obviously, I was watching that after the three was made, and Nemaha Central went out to inbound it. The time was still running.
That should have stopped.
Yeah, it should have stopped, but it was still running. They lost about 3-4 seconds after the stop.
That's big. And I'm surprised none of the officials saw that.
Because it came all the way down to 13.4 when the timeout was called.
That's big. That is really big. And you're right, it was running. And that clock should have stopped as the ball went through. And you said it. I mean, about 3, maybe 4 seconds came off the clock before Haddon Hilchin took his final timeout. But we're down to a 2-point game. About a minute ago, it felt like Sabetha had lost it. But don't blink now or don't go away. We got 13 seconds left. It's a 2-point Thunder lead at 31-29.
Now, if it's Beth, obviously you don't want to foul, especially somebody like Addie Holthouse or Ella Larkin. You don't want to put them on the free throw line here.
Mackenzie Henry to throw it in. It is thrown in. A whistle. Holthouse or no whistle. Holthouse finally a whistle and a foul, and we're down to 9 seconds. It looks like the official hesitated on calling a foul right away. He didn't, and Lorcher picked up the foul. Correction, looking at the wrong way. It's Krebs who picks up the foul. Beg your pardon for Sabetha. And it is Addie Holthouse to shoot two of the biggest free throws of her career. And the first one is good.
It's a three-point game. Holt House with 14, 32-29. 9 seconds to go. As we will see, the 5'2 junior, Ellie Ruski, checking in real quick here for the Thunder. Henry, Larkin, Honeyman, and Holthouse on the floor. A huge free throw. Got it. Holthouse makes it a four-point game with 8 seconds to go. Krebs up the floor. Down to five. Thorne, a deep three. Good! With 2 seconds to go. But the time's going to run out. It's not going to matter. Is it? The game is going to be over. Thorne hit a three, but the time ran out. And Nemaha Central will advance. 33-32, the final score. What a ball game tonight. Our post game is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thunder advance. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
KNZA.
What a finish tonight here at Nemaha Central High School. Thunder win it 33-32 over Sabetha as the Lady Jays end their season at 9 wins and 12 losses. Nemaha Central gets their 16th win of the year, now 16-5, as the Thunder advance to a matchup on Friday night at Silver Lake against Hiawatha in the sub-state semifinals. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tabman joined by Logan Bitterman. And, whoo, man, this was just a game of ebbs and flows. We expected good defense. We expected physicality. We certainly got both of those here tonight. you look at how the game and the ebbs and flows kind of played out, Sabetha really kind of controlled the pace in the first half. They led it 14-9 going into the second half. They had a two-point lead going into the fourth quarter. But credit Nemaha Central, certainly battled. They had built it all the way up to an eight-point lead. I think it was 9 at one point, latter portion of the fourth quarter. Sabetha getting some big threes from unlikely players like Lexi Hayden and McKenna Haberkamp. And then down the stretch, obviously a four-point game after Addie Holthaus hit arguably maybe the two biggest free throws of her life to get it to a four-point game when just seconds remaining. And then Sabetha getting a three at the buzzer, but just, again, not enough time. If there was 30 more seconds, you know, you could argue Sabetha had the momentum at that point and could have made a run at it, but unfortunately for the Jays, their season comes to an end, but boy, not without a big fight tonight.
Yeah, they obviously, we saw at the very beginning, it looked like it was going to be low score, more low scoring than 30 points. You said it at the beginning, it was going to be a first team that got to 30. Well, then you said 25. Obviously, we kind of brought it down because, you know, at the end of the first quarter, it was 5-4. You know, at halftime, it was, I believe it was
18-14. 14-9, yeah.
So, I mean, both teams kind of started finding a little bit in the second half. Obviously, Nemaha Central found out a little bit more than Sabetha did. You know, scoring 24 points in the second half total when they just scored 9 in the first. But obviously, you know, one team showed that they wanted a little bit more. Both teams, you know, they don't want their season to end. You don't want to end, especially in the quarterfinals. You want to at least make it to the next round as upstate. That way you don't lose in the first round. But, hey, you know, for the Sabetha girls, they still had a winning record in the league this year, you know, overall. That's not nothing to hang your head about, obviously, with everything you lost from a season ago when you think about that. But for the Nemaha Central girls, they're going to move on, and they're going to have to go play Hiawatha this Silver Lake. Think about that. And, obviously, we talked about it. I pointed them out as they were walking into you, Brandon, and we even mentioned it. Claire Lindstrom and Sarah Mattson, two leaders and two seniors on that Hiawatha girls team, they were here tonight to watch this game to see how it was going to transpire and end here tonight. And you mentioned it. That's leadership, especially from two girls who are seniors. So, hey, anything's possible. We're going to see what's going to happen on Friday night between Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. You know, Nemaha Central, they were the better team tonight, obviously. But now, both of these historic towns, Seneca and Sabetha, they're going to get to do it all again against each other. But in the guys' portion of things, two nights from tonight,
yep,
in Silver Lake on Thursday between the Sabetha boys and Nemaha Central boys, who are also 1-1 against each other this season.
Yeah, and we talked about how good the defenses were really all night. It was 18-16 at the end of the third quarter. Sabetha had the two-point lead, 34 combined points. We had 31 combined points between the two teams in the fourth quarter alone. It was 17-14, the Nemaha Central advantage. So certainly both teams, and I think a lot of that for Nemaha Central was free throws down the stretch. They shot 24 free throws. 17 of those 24 were in the second half, and a lot of those were certainly down the stretch, final 2-3 minutes when Sabetha was having to kind of stop the clock and try to get more possessions back and putting Nemaha Central at the line. Taryn Ganstrom hit some big free throws. Addie Holthaus hit two clutch free throws, obviously. Because, again, if it plays out the same way it did, if Holthaus goes 1-for-2 on those last free throws and we see a game-tying three that could potentially send it into overtime. So, again, there were so many things. We knew this game was going to be tight, these two rivals. Obviously, they split the regular season series, and Nemaha Central certainly getting a little bit of revenge because Sabetha won last year in the sub-state title game. You know, this certainly felt like a sub-state championship game, just the momentum and the crowd. But obviously, this was just a first-round game, and I would expect a really good matchup between these two, or I should say between Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, which is coming up again on Friday night.
Yeah. And we also saw, you know, there towards the end, McKenna Haberkamp, I believe it was McKenna, I'd have to go back and look exactly. She hit that three with, it might have been the one before that, was hit with about 18, 17 seconds. And we even caught it, Brandon, for about 3-4 seconds right off the scoreboard. Would that have mattered to anything? Who knows now? You know, game's over at this point, but that fourth, maybe 3 seconds, Sabetha maybe could have had a shot to get a three-pointer or a two-pointer to win it back the other way by one. But, hey, both teams played fantastic games here tonight. Obviously, for Taryn Ganstrom, you know, she fouled out there towards the end of the fourth quarter. She would have wanted to be on the floor to end this game. But, hey, she's going to get a move on and get to continue her senior season going down to Silver Lake. For the Sabetha girls, Emily Krebs especially, Rachel Wernberger, you think about some of the other seniors, Jaden Dorn on this team. Their season's going to come to an end. Nothing lost. Obviously, they played for the state championship last year and barely lost to Cheney at that. Could have been state champions a season ago. So they've been there. They've done it. You know, it's somebody else's chance to get a move on and possibly go down there and see what they can do this season.
We'll step aside, take another break. Our postgame continues after another timeout. We'll get you some of the final numbers and wrap up the broadcast. Again, one final timeout. Nemaha Central wins it 33-32, and they'll move on to take on Hiawatha on Friday night. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio with the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans. The Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Salt Bomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Salt Bomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio. This has been high school basketball.
Back one final time here from Nemaha Central High School, Chance Lincoln Studio. Logan Bitterman with me. I'm Brandon Tamman. Again, we saw a thriller tonight in this 3A girls sub-state quarterfinals as Nemaha Central holding off a late rally by Sabetha to advance 33-32. As again, they will take on Hiawatha on Friday night at 6 o'clock at Silver Lake. We'll have that game for you on 103.9 at KNZA. Again, we'll have that entire Silver Lake sub-state with the semis and championship games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Let's run through the final numbers and then wrap this one up with our player of the game, and we'll start with Nemaha Central. Again, improving to 16-5 with the win. Addie Holthouse, the leading scorer. She had 15 points and 4 rebounds, and 13 of her 15 points came in the second half. She was 5 of 10 at the line, but hit the two biggest ones late to turn a 2-point lead into a 4-point lead with under 10 seconds to go. And ultimately, Sabetha hit a 3 at the buzzer to make it a 1-point game, but obviously those were massive free throws by Addie Holthouse. She had 15. Taryn Ganstrom fouled out late, but she had 9. 4 from Ella Larkin, 3 Mackenzie Henry, and then 2 by Callie Honeyman. For the Blue Jays, again, they wrapped their season up with 9 wins and 12 losses. They had Emily Krebs lead the way with 9 points and 6 rebounds. Mary Lukert had a near double-double. She had 7 points and 10 rebounds. 6 points by Jaden Dorn, 3 apiece by Lexi Hayden and McKenna Haverkamp, 2 from Rachel Wurtenberger, and then 1 from Jessica Gruber. Sabetha out-rebounded Nemaha Central tonight, 27-18. Blue Jays, though, did have a problem with turnovers. They ended the game with 19 turnovers. Nemaha Central had 12, and then the free throws came late as the Thunder ended the game 14-24 at the free throw line. Sabetha, again, had their opportunities, but they were just 4 out of 9 from the stripe in this ball game. Let's announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, I think you got to give it to Addie Holthouse here again, and Sabetha had an opportunity early in the fourth. Holthouse had picked up her 4th foul, had to come out of the game, missed a few minutes early portion of the fourth, but she came back in, made some big shots, had a big and one late to help extend that lead out. She ends with 15 and ends with, again, the two biggest free throws to really separate the game and give Nemaha Central the win at the end. But, again, she was just good tonight, 15 points and 4 rebounds, and she had just 2 points in the first half. And I said it a couple times early in the second half, they had to get her going.
Yeah.
If Nemaha Central wanted to win this game, she certainly did. She had looks. She made those shots inside that she did not make in the first half, and she certainly turned things around and had a monster night and kept Nemaha Central alive.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Brandon. She did fantastic in the second half. Obviously, the first half, she wasn't, you know, as big of a threat, if you will, there in the beginning of the game, but she found a way to get going in the second half, and she helped this team get the 1-point win and move on to Friday night. So I definitely agree with your assessment there. But I don't want to take anything away from the freshman Callie Honeyman. The way she was able to play the top of that zone defense, she did fantastic as well tonight.
Again, Nemaha Central with just 9 points in the first half. They were down 14-9, but they outscored Sabetha 24-18 in the second half to win it by 1, and they outscored them in the fourth 17-14 after it was just an 18-16 Sabetha lead after 3. So again, through 3 quarters, offenses nowhere to be found, but we saw 31 combined points between the two in the fourth, 3 more by Nemaha Central, and that's all they needed to get the win, 33-32. So real quick, we'll kind of look ahead as we were trying to get an update from Jefferson West and Rossville tonight. We saw the only update we had was Rossville had, correct me if I'm wrong, a 5-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Yeah. Against Jefferson West. That's the 4-5 matchup. We had already seen Silver Lake getting a big win over Royal Valley, so they have already advanced. In Nemaha Central, they're going to get Hiawatha Friday night at 6 o'clock. But looking for a potential opponent for Silver Lake, whether it's Jefferson West or Rossville. So we'll keep tabs on that if we can find it real quick. But as we wrap things up here with the broadcast here tonight, and again, thank everyone for helping out. Chance back in studio. Logan here. I'm Brandon Tamman once again. One final minute here. And Nemaha Central again getting Hiawatha in this semifinal on Friday night, 6 o'clock at Silver Lake. And I was at the games last night at the Roundhouse with Marysville, and Marysville gave Hiawatha a heck of a game. Hiawatha had an early lead in the third quarter of 31-16 and seemed to be putting the game away, but Marysville clawed all the way back, got it to a single possession going into the fourth. Marysville had opportunities to win that one on the road and steal it from Hiawatha, but Hiawatha getting some big stops, making some free throws, able to keep their season alive, as we'll have 16-5 Nemaha Central against 18-3 Hiawatha. These were the two teams that won and shared the Big 7 league title this season.
We do have a final from that Jeff West game. Brandon, the Jeff West girls get the win, 49-41.
So a big win for Jefferson West. So now three of the four teams in the Silver Lake Substate reside in the Big 7. So Jeff West will now have a very tall task against one of the best teams in the state on Friday night at Silver Lake. That'll be the second game of the doubleheader. Again, games we'll have on 103.9. But again, real quick, your early thoughts here, Logan, with Nemaha Central and Hiawatha for this semifinal game on Friday night, the two teams that shared the Big 7 league title.
If Nemaha Central won, obviously it was a tremendous game they played tonight. They're going to have to do the same thing, maybe a little bit better, obviously, in the first half against Hiawatha. Hiawatha is a great team, and what a better way, you know, for those two teams to meet. Obviously, the winner is going to get to go to the sub-state championship game and have a chance of going to state on Saturday, but they got to get around the other one on Friday night. We could see it right here, Brandon, the Big 7 League standings. Both Nemaha Central girls and Hiawatha, they tied, and they were co-champs this season. Now they get to see which one is the better team and the more dominant here at Substate on Friday night.
Okay.
So for Nemaha Central, right quick, I think it's got to be Taryn Ganstrom and Addie Holehouse. You got to stay out of foul trouble. They get in foul trouble, they could spell trouble for the Lady Thunder.
I just think Hiawatha is a much better team offensively as well. Clara Lindstrom's arguably, you could argue, she might be the best player in the league. And she was dynamite for Hiawatha last night in their win over Marysville. The defense, I assume, will be there for Nemaha Central, but they're going to have to score a little bit more. They got to get a little bit more consistent on the offensive end in that game on Friday night, but obviously Nemaha Central's done it all year with their defense. They're going to lean on that always. They're going to need to be tight on Friday if they want to move on to a sub-state championship game on Saturday night. So, again, final score tonight as we wrap this up. And, again, appreciate everyone involved. Nemaha Central holding off a late rally as they beat Sabetha 33-32. They will take on Hiawatha Friday night, 6 o'clock, in the 3A Substate semifinals. As Sabetha closing their season at 9-12, Nemaha Central with the win and moving on improved to 16-5. For Chance Lincoln Studio, Logan Bitterman to my right. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll have coverage of that Silver Lake Substate with games Thursday, Friday, Saturday on 103.9. So until then, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Sabetha Channel at mscsports.net.